climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Here at KID News Radio, we are committed to keeping you up to date on the local and state races. And we're going to continue that coverage right now. Joining me in studio is Jerry Bingham. He is a candidate for senator in District 30. Jerry, thanks so much for coming by KID.
Thanks for having me and inviting me.
You bet. So I want to start off with, obviously, a really important question. What was it that urged you to get into this race?
Mainly my conscience. I'm kind of compelled to run. I don't really care for politics, speaking in front of people or anything like that. But there is, I feel like it's a duty when you see laws being made or that somebody needs to stand up for what's right. And a lot of things that's been right in the past are getting called old school, and I want to keep it the same that I was raised, the same kind of principles and laws. And one of the main ones that I ran 2 years ago for was I could see a water law issues, and being a farmer my whole life and my parents and grandparents, without water, we don't have much of an Idaho. And the Constitution states in Idaho that first in time, first in right is the water law, and it's the rule. And I can see it being subverted by the state made a mistake, and they issued more water rights to farmers than Mother Nature can provide for recharge to fill the aquifer. And our aquifer's been dropping for years. And there's needs to be accountability to the state for doing that, that it shouldn't be just dumped onto farmers to find a way to cut everybody back, even the senior water right holders, when it's actually the junior water right holders that have a curtailment against them. And I don't want to see anybody be curtailed back. And we do hear that the SWC agreement that gives Twin Falls the water that is in the 1908s, which is senior to anybody upstream from them, they have water that flows through their canals, and at the end of the canal, it dumps back over the canyon back into Snake River. And it doesn't seem to matter much to them that they order more water than they're actually using for irrigation. And the problem I see when it dumps back over into the canyon, that is being able to use further down, but they're getting it on a 1908 water right that the Twin Falls Canal Company has. And yet it's getting used further down the river, but it shouldn't be used for somebody that has a junior water right than us upstream.
Well, you know, Jerry, you're absolutely right. Water is essential to all of us here in Idaho. So it sounds like you're ready to take up this water right fight. The other thing I would like to ask you is, as you look at politics, what do you believe is the most important quality for a good political leader to have?
Okay, the integrity. I seen in the past that we've went and fought against, they changed the law for how water districts are to collect their mitigation fees or taxes. And originally it was the same as property tax. And it gives you 3 years when, you know, you might get sick, you might lose your job, and in January when it's due or December, they don't kick you out of your house and lock you out in 3 months. They give you 3 years. My opponent, Julie Van Orden, went and testified in favor of them changing that law on water districts. They have the law changed now, and I went and fought against it, my son did, in front of the committees at Boise, that if they don't pay their mitigation fee by January, and that's when it's due, the district has the right in June to contact the water master, and the water master can lock them out of their water. So it made it a lot worse, I thought, and it was a wrong bill to change to make it so if a farmer had a bad year and had a hard time getting financing and couldn't make his payment, he doesn't get a year or two to try to make it right. And I mean, to make money enough that he can repay it and not lose his water for the year. So that was one instance that she kind of upset me over, that she went and was for that law to be changed when I thought it was hurtful. Now, to our districts has had good judgment, and people that have been late and hadn't paid in June, I'm not aware of anyone that's been turned over to the water master for to be shut off, but they do have the right now to do that. And these mitigation fees that are has always increased. When they first started out, it was 25 cents an acre when they formed a district. Now I only have like 1,000 acres, and it's the last time I think it was $1,200. It was worth, it cost me more to pay that mitigation fee than what my property tax was, and I own 4 houses on my farms. So it's getting up there, and it's going to keep climbing. Water is getting expensive to buy for recharge, and I was on the school board with her too, and she didn't vote the same way I did, so I kind of had that problem with her too. I just think that I have different morals than her, and I look at things differently, and I have a lot of common sense. I've been able to keep my farm. My dad and brothers passed away when I was like 20 years old, and my mom had to give the farm and the house back to the bank, and I was able, with much of equipment, able to rent the farm from the bank and buy it back after a few years and keep expanding when my neighbors had farms come up for sale. So by living a conservative life and make do with what I have, I become successful. The best success I've had is raising my family. Got 5 boys and 1 girl.
Wonderful. If people would like to know more about you and your campaign, what's the best way for them to do that, Jerry?
I'm on Facebook, Jerry Bingham, or you can go at Jerry Bingham for Idaho. And I got signs, and what I would like to do, I don't know how many people know, but I'm not doing this for money or fame. I'm donating any salary I get is going to go to a charity. I'm got both ears listening, or a good school program that needs help.
Well, Jerry Bingham, candidate for senator in District 30, thank you for coming by.
Well, thank you. Appreciate your time.
You bet. There's a lot more to come on this Transformational Tuesday. And don't forget, Transformational Tuesday is brought to you by Mountain River Ivy Health and Wellness. Check out our Transformational Tuesday post on Facebook.